Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, T.C. Wallace, Jr., superintendent of the Lansing School District. Hello, T.C.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. It is that time of year again, and we're looking at enrollment numbers here. We know that some Lansing area high schools have had surprising enrollment, maybe more than they expected. What have you seen for the Lansing schools?
Well, as we look at the preliminary enrollment data, it appears that we're up at this point in time. However, it's premature until the pupil accounting has made certain that youngsters that may be enrolled that have not shown up are deleted. So we're still somewhat up in the air, but at a minimum, it would be my best guess that we will come in better than our projection of losing about 400 students.
Would you guess that it could even be a break-even proposal, or would it just be somewhere between 0 and 400?
I would be delighted. The enrollment continues to come in, and there's great optimism. But again, that variable that you have no control over, those choosing to leave the state, makes it almost difficult, you know, to project until you have conclusive numbers. But we're hopeful that we're going to stay even or reduce the projected loss.
T.C., if someone said, we're going to give you an extra $10 million for the school budget if you can predict the number within plus or minus 5 of this, what would you guess?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I would love to be able to say I go for it, but I think with all of the uncertainties that we've experienced over the last 3 or 4 years,
okay,
with the economy, it for a large school district, it makes it very difficult to have reasonable projections.
Right.
And although I could come close, I don't think I could be within 5.
All right. Well, we have had shrinkage in this state for a long time now, and we have had population moving southward and westward. But if we are having slight increases in districts like Waverly, East Lansing, and Okemos, and if the losses are minimal or less than expected in Lansing, I guess my question is why?
Well, I think parents are the key, and I think parents are being more selective than ever. And speaking for Lansing, we do offer opportunities that are not offered in other places. That's attractive. We continue to expand our offerings, and we think that parents are taking a closer look at our schools. And I say that in looking at the opening day activities in our school district.
Mm-hmm.
This year was the best opening that I've had in my 4 years here.
In what way?
On the first day, unplanned and unsolicited, I had Chamber of Commerce businesses. I had the Civic Club, Rotary, etc. I had better than a dozen ministers. I had organizations such as Black Men Incorporated. I had two former mayors. And we experienced, and there was one other. We had an effort that was put together by a young man who sees the need to have dad involved in their child's education. So he created an effort that was extremely successful in having dad bring youngsters to school.
I guess I'd like to talk with him when our interview is done. Maybe you can fill Scott in a little bit more about that, because I think that's very interesting and important. We'd like to have him on the show.
Oh, absolutely. And as I said, these are unsolicited kind of activities, and we've just not had that kind of outpouring on day one. Those that we have asked to be a part of it have gladly supported, but this year they went above and beyond, and I think that says something in terms of the products that we're delivering and what they're seeing, and our wish that they will come on board and support the schools is really taking root.
TC, a lot of discussion about the chairman of the school board and where one of his children would be attending school. Have you had any conversations with you, Clark, about that?
No, I'm strictly about school district business, and that particular issue has no place, no relationship to what we do as a school district.
Okay.
So I've not had any contact, discussion, or participated in that discussion in any way.
All right. Well, that explains why you can't guess the enrollment number, I guess.
There you go.
We have about a minute and a half left, TC. I need you to weigh in on the situation with Eastern High School and a lot of headlines about that. You talked about the tremendous progress that's been made, even though not up to some standards that have been established. Your view on the way things have gone there and what still needs to be done?
Well, the graduation rate, we continue to work on that because that was the detrimental piece to Eastern not making adequate yearly progress. They excelled in all of the core academic areas, student participation, all of the subgroups were successful.
And what was that graduation rate?
Well, it was 0.025 short, less than 1% short.
One quarter of one percentage point.
One quarter of 1%. And we think that that's certainly an easy fix. One of the things that we have implemented is the alternative education program called Advanced Path that we've opened up one site. We have just under 180 students in three sessions, morning, afternoon, and evening.
Well, it's not going to take a lot if it's one quarter of one percentage point. And if the trends are moving forward, then that's something that certainly is attainable. TC, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great school year.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Good talking with you.
We'll be right back. We'll talk with Aaron McCright, MSU Assistant Professor of Sociology.